One of the main mitzvahs we find on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah is the well-known mitzvah of Tekiyat Shofar, the mitzvah of blowing and hearing or hearing the shofar. A debate in the commentators whether the mitzvah is blowing, whether the mitzvah is hearing, or is it a combination. But the mitzvah of shofar plays a central part on the day of Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, how do we know that we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? You would think with shofar, which is the main mitzvah of the day, you would think it'd be explicitly written on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. Yet, we don't find the word shofar mentioned at all in regards to Rosh Hashanah. The Torah does describe it as a Yom Truah or a Zichron Truah. In Parshas Emor, Zichron Truah. In Parshas Pinchas, Yom Truah. But this is Yom Truah, it's a day of crying. So maybe it's a day like that it's human crying. Or how do I know it's not one of those trumpets we have in Bahaloska when they go out to war? So where is the source of this biblical commandment to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah if it doesn't even mention the word shofar in the Torah regarding Rosh Hashanah? So the Chazal tell us that we learn out from a Gzeira Shava, that from similar words used between, we'll see, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur by Yovel, we'll learn out shofar from Yovel. In other words, historically speaking, on Yom Kippur, a shofar was sounded to bring in the Jubilee year, to bring in the Yovel year, Vikidashta Mishnas HaChamishim, that's when it began. And then the land was to lie fallow, debts were forgiven, slaves were freed, and able to return home to their families. We no longer have that today. You know, we just do, when we blow the shofar, we just do like a Zechor for Yovel. So it says, Vavartem shofar trua. So it says the word shofar regarding Yovel on Yom Kippur, and it says trua. So too, just like by Yom Kippur, it means we do a trua through a shofar, so too on Rosh Hashanah, we do a trua through a shofar. So the source of shofar is learned out from the pasuk regarding Yovel by Yom Kippur. That it's just like it says shofar there, so we learn out shofar by Rosh Hashanah as well. So that's how we know we blow a shofar. How many times do we need to blow the shofar? So, and this applies both to Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, that it says trua three times. By Yovel, by Yom Kippur, Yovel, it says shofar trua. And by Rosh Hashanah, it says Yom trua and Zichron trua. So therefore, biblically speaking, one has to do a trua three times. So that's how we get three from. However, Chazal tells us we have another tradition based on also the wording of Havartem Shofar Trua. That Havara, a straight, long, you know, a long continuous sound. We have a tradition that based on the wording by Yovel, then we extend it to Rosh Hashanah. So we have a tradition before and after every trua there is a tekiya. So you have a tekiya, trua, tekiya, tekiya, trua, tekiya, tekiya, trua, tekiya. So that's the biblical source of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Yovel. Is we're going now from, it says trua three times, and we have a tradition before and after every trua. Before and after every trua, you have to do a tekiya. So tekiya, trua, tekiya three times. Three times three equal nine. Therefore, biblically speaking, one has to hear nine shofar blasts. That's where the number nine comes in. And however, what happened was, later on, Rabbi Avahu, so that was the original practice, they just blew nine times. At certain point in Jewish history, Rabbi Avahu, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, changed it to 30 shofar blasts. So we went from 9 to 30. Why did it go from 9 to 30? So we went from 9 to 30 because all the Torah says is Yom Trua. So therefore, a Trua means it's a cry. But a cry, there are different types of crying. There's a Trua, there's a Shvarim, and there's a Shvarim Trua. So there are different types of there are different types of crying. There's groaning, there's moaning. So we have different type of, it's Yom Yevava. It's a day of crying, but the Torah doesn't tell us what kind of crying. So there's the whimper, the trua. What we call a trua, it's a whimper. A shvarim is a groaning type of cry. And shvarim trua is a groaning and then the whimper. Why don't we do a trua shvarim? Because they say that's not the derech. We first groan and whimper instead of whimper and groan. So those are the different possibilities. When it says Yom Trua, what is the actual Yevava? What is the cry? So either it's just a Trua, it's just a Shvarim, or it's a Shvarim Trua. So therefore, there were different, so depending on your community, whatever tradition you had on what a Trua was. So some communities did, when we had the nine, they did Tekiya Trua, Tekiya three times. Other did Tekiya Shvarim, Tekiya three times. Other did Tekiya Shvarim Trua, Tekiya three times. And different communities were blowing different truas, different crying sounds. So Rav Avoh came along, and he wanted to keep the uniformity, especially Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, we show our Achdus. So he went ahead, and he made that Klai Yisrael, everyone should blow 30 shofar blasts. So therefore, we do all the combinations. We do the tekiya trua tekiya, we do the tekiya shvarim tekiya, and we do the tekiya shvarim trua tekiya. So we do, if you add up all those blasts, 12, 9, 9, and 12, so you have 30 shofar blasts. So therefore, the minig, so even though min haTorah, you only need 9, but the custom changed to 30 in order that everyone should do similar sounds. So it's actually a major debate among the commentators of Haigon, the Rambam, on what do you mean they changed from 9 to 30? Is it because, so in other words, so today, if one only blew 9 shofar blasts, would he fulfill his mitzvah min haTorah or not? He just wouldn't fulfill Rav Avoh's takana. In other words, why did Rav Avoh switch it? Is it because he's saying, yeah, any combination is a go, min haTorah. Any combination of a Tekiah Trua Tekiah, or Tekiah Shvarim, or Tekiah Shvarim Trua, any combination, you're good. It's just that to keep the uniformity, so that they add, but really 9 is the number, and 30 was this for Alt Achdus. Or do I say no? That the reason why is only one of them is right. We don't know the Torah's intention. So therefore, we don't know the Torah's intention. And therefore, in order to cover ourselves, we have to blow all 30. Because perhaps if you blow only 9, you wouldn't get the correct 9 blasts. So therefore, that's how Ravo instituted 30. It's a debate on why he instituted 30. That they lost. In other words, is that at one time they had the right tradition, and therefore everyone did the right one, and then over time people started doing different. Yeah, so according to the approach, it was just to keep uniformity, and then it makes sense that we're saying everyone was Yotze. According to this approach, then, what Chai Yisrael did before, so maybe according to this, some communities were in Yotze the Mitzvah Shofar, which would be more difficult to say, or less before it became confusing. Before they lost the tradition because we went into exile. So either way, whatever the reason today, the Minhag Olam is, that's why we follow the opinion that if you, let's say, minimally speak, if you're davening home alone, so one only has to hear 30 shofar blasts, and that's based on, we went from 3 truas to a tradition of Tekiah before and after every trua. And then, because to keep the uniformity, so therefore, we went ahead and we moved it to 30 shofar blasts, and that's the minhag today. If you're home alone, you do 30, we'll have to continue. Perhaps in shul, one should, if you're davening mitzibor, perhaps one should do 60 and not 30. But I mean, our Torah, everyone agrees, even in shul, if you hear 30 shofar blasts, you fulfill your biblical mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah.